This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, a very special guest at that. He is Dr. George with Axiom Biotechnology. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AXIM. Dr. George, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me again.
Give my listeners a little bit about what you guys do out there, and then I've got some questions that I want to propose to you, and we'll get into some Q&A.
Sure. Axiom Biotechnologies is a rather early biotech and pharmaceutical company. We are working in the medical cannabinoids extraction methods and the production of preparations, pharmaceutical preparations, nutraceutical, and cosmetic as well. Axiom, as I said, is a new company. It was incorporated in 2014, April, so almost 3 years. But the group behind the company has been working in the pharmaceutical cannabinoid space for the last 14, 15 years. And currently, our lead product is intended to treat penis spasticity in multiple sclerosis. Our second project is in irritable bowel syndrome, which is undergoing in the Netherlands. And if successful, we will move on to inflammatory bowel disease, which is, of course, Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. We have an ophthalmological program going on, dermatological program going on, so multiple projects, which you can all see on our website, which is axiombiotech.com.
You know, currently you guys are undergoing a clinical trial with the with your CBD product, I think it's called CanChew Plus, on irritable bowel syndrome. How is that going, and when's the timeline that product might be out?
Sure. Well, this is a project which we're doing with the University of Wageningen in the Netherlands. The University of Wageningen is the top nutrition school in the world, voted by the United Nations. It deals with multiple diseases of the gastrointestinal tract, and IBS is one of them. IBS, it's a quite common disease. It affects up to the 1/4 of the population worldwide. In different countries, different numbers. And it's also perhaps misdiagnosed because many people consider it just as a constipation or a diarrhea or abdominal pain, but don't really know that they're having irritable bowel syndrome. The study will involve at least 40 patients, which will be chewing our proprietary control-release functional chewing gum. It is called CanChew Plus. It contains 50 milligrams of cannabidiol. We have done preliminary studies with 10 milligrams and 30 milligrams, a PK or so-called pharmacokinetic study, before we entered this to see what is the best bioavailability, and 30 milligrams performed significantly better than 10 milligrams, and therefore we are utilizing a 50 milligrams. So this will also have a PK-PD medical ethical committee approved study, and we'll be entering patients as of our expectations as of next week. And we will have preliminary data by the end of October, the beginning of May, and finalized data by the end of June. And actually, you can see all of this in the clinicaltrials.gov, which is the United States national domain for any acceptable FDA qualifying clinical trials.
Absolutely. How big is this market? This market that you're going after, is it a huge amount? You know, is there a huge problem in irritable bowel syndrome? Around the world?
Well, the market is huge. As I mentioned, up to a quarter of the population suffers from the disease. There are three different forms of the disease. There is abdominal pain with constipation, abdominal pain with diarrhea, and the combination of the two. Currently, there are not that many. I mean, there are many different products which act for different levels. Let's say one is good for diarrhea, one is good for constipation, one is good for abdominal pain, another one is an antibiotic, but there is not a singular product,
right,
which addresses all of these issues. So our goal is to address all of these issues with our product. So the market is huge. It's over $2 billion projected market. And we are quite optimistic to get a good part of it. But then again, let's not jump ahead of ourselves. Let's see the results of the clinical trials. Not long to wait. And if they are positive, then the product will be available and will be produced immediately.
My guest is Dr. George with Axim Biotechnology, Inc., ticker symbol AXIM. They trade on the OTCQB. You know, your company has a robust pipeline. What do you have in clinical research? Do you have anything, other products that you might be able to give us a little forward statement about?
Yes, of course. Well, I mentioned already pain and spasticity in multiple sclerosis. I mentioned the IBS, which will progress to IBD. We completed a dermatological study in psoriasis and atopic dermatitis. This write-up should be available as of the 24th of this month. We will expand our efforts in this area in dermatological diseases, not only for psoriasis and atopic dermatitis, but we are looking into burns and neuropathic wounds. We are in the final stages of negotiating a trial on restless leg syndrome, which contains different preparations, but also based on chewing gum. We are anticipating two products in the ophthalmological division. One is for glaucoma, and one is for xerophthalmia or for a dry eye syndrome. We have multiple consumer products as well, medic products. But, I mean, you can, again, visualize all of this in our pipeline on our website. But we have plenty of trials scheduled and products already formulated. We have over 20 products formulated as of today.
In 2017, do you see continued growth in your revenues compared to 2015 and 16?
Yes, very much so. Yeah, we will be launching our second-generation product with industrial hemp-extracted cannabidiol, which is CanChew Plus, which is vastly superior to the product that we had produced before. So we do believe that we will catch more public attention with it. We already have a contract signed with overseas distributors for this product. So we are quite excited and hopeful that we will have significantly more meaningful earnings this year. But also don't forget that we are a biotech company and we are not a distributor or a sales organization. So most of our efforts are, of course, in the R&D sector where we are developing all of these exciting products.
You know, I was reading a little while ago about some additional members coming onto your advisory board with various backgrounds. Can you give us a little bit of an explanation of the reasons behind this?
Yes, of course. Well, we need world-class expertise in the projects that we are conducting or are about to conduct. Therefore, we needed somebody who is the leading expert in ophthalmological diseases, in glaucoma in particular, and this happened to be Professor Robert Rich from the New York Eye and Ear Infirmary, who is known to everybody in the field worldwide in glaucoma research and development. We needed somebody with expertise in pain and anesthesia. Therefore, we invited and were lucky to receive the acceptance of Dr. Emil Engels, who is a Harvard Yale trained anesthesiologist, also politically active person within the DC Virginia area with vast experience in pain management. We are contemplating to initiate studies in drug addiction, so we needed a psychiatrist with experience in these matters. Therefore, we invited Professor Ilya Reznik from Israel, who has 10 years of experience with utilizing cannabinoids in the treatment of various psychiatric diseases and dependencies. And so, yes, we are extremely excited that we are populating our board with world leaders in their respective fields who are helping us in our organizational plans and move forward with clinical trials.
My guest today is Dr. George with Axim Biotechnology. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AXIM. In closing, Dr. George, is there anything that you would like to get out to the listeners that you and I didn't get a chance to talk about?
I would like the listeners to continue monitoring our company. There will be exciting results coming out this year. So I think that their attention will be satisfied. And so, yes, it will be a very interesting year. The 2016 was a very interesting year, but 2017, I believe, will be even more so and more productive.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I really do appreciate you taking time out of your schedule there at your office and coming on the show. I wish you nothing but continuous success and we're going to talk to you in about 40, 45 days.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure being here.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.